Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea has fired four ballistic missiles. That happened today. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said three missiles landed in Japan's exclusive economic zone. He also said Japan will strongly protest what happened. He added that ballistic missiles fired this time show clearly, he says, that North Korea has become a new kind of threat. This comes as joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea have gotten underway in the area. VOA asked Tufts University Korea expert Soon-Yung Lee if the missile launches had anything to do with the exercises.
North Korea is expressing its umbrage at U.S.-South Korea combined military exercises that have been going on since the late 70s. Of course, North Korea wants to make a point of that and complain and try to get its two adversaries to cancel those annual exercises. But the truth is, North Korea seeks many multiple objectives with this latest missiles barrage.
The U.S. State Department condemned the launches, saying they violate the U.N. Security Council prohibition of North Korea launching ballistic missiles. Somalia's Prime Minister Hassan al-Khair said that more than 100 people have died of starvation in the past 2 days in his country. Khair said severe drought persists in many areas of the country, affecting half the population. The government last week declared the drought a national disaster, and the United Nations is estimating that 5 million people in the country need aid. Somalia is one of four regional countries singled out by the Secretary General in a multi-billion-dollar appeal.